This review is brought to you by Five Nights in Vegas, a new romance by Elizabeth Stokes. It's about meeting, getting married, and falling in love, in that order. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Can you find a wife or a partner?
Bob.
Well, a letter came from the bank.
I'm afraid your stocks are no longer sufficient collateral.
He can destroy us, George.
You're gonna go to prison.
Our future, everything that we talked about, we will lose it.
We promised to tell each other everything.
I didn't want to frighten you.
I'm not that kind of woman.
Don't want to forget about everything but each other.
I'm doing this for us, George.
Okay, here's the deal. The last two times Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence were in a movie together, they were each nominated for an Oscar, and Jennifer Lawrence won for one of those. You'd think their follow-up would be a big deal. Instead, Serena completely flew under the radar and has barely squeaked out into theaters with a coinciding on-demand release. However, just because there are two hot young stars in the film doesn't mean the movie is very good. Serena follows an intense married couple trying to keep their North Carolina timber company afloat during the Depression. Unfortunately, passion soon turns into violence and their often brittle emotional states conflict with the outside world. Though the movie looks grand and is beautifully shot, and the cast is pretty impressive, Serena fails to rise above the quality of a made-for-TV melodrama. I can see why it appealed to the actors in choosing these roles, but overall, there's nothing about this movie that stands out in any way. Serena gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.